On Monday, the Supreme Court struck down two congressional districts in North Carolina, arguing that the Republican-controlled legislature had factored in race too heavily when drawing them. The majority black districts were created, the court concluded, to concentrate Democratic African-American voters in the minimum number of precincts and thus diminish their electoral influence in the state.
Supporters of the court's decision say it's an important step in the fight to end racial gerrymandering.
Though racial gerrymandering is unconstitutional, partisan gerrymandering is not. Many districts have argued that they were drawing lines on partisan, not racial grounds. But footnotes in the decision suggest the court may no longer be buying that because, in many places, race and party affiliation cannot be untangled.
With Republicans controlling state legislatures throughout the South, experts say the Supreme Court handed Democrats and civil rights advocates a powerful tool.
And it's a tool they desperately need because for years, majority parties in state legislatures have worked to great effect to draw lines that advantage their party in ways that may not serve the voters.
The two key words are cracking and packing.
David Daley is author of a book on gerrymandering titled Rat Fucked. We spoke with him last October.
So cracking is the idea that you take the other party's vote and you divide it up so that it can be as ineffective as possible amongst as many districts as possible. And packing would be to take them and pack as many voters of one party as you can into as few seats as possible while taking the rest of the seats for yourself.
Which was pretty much business as usual for two centuries, with one party rigging the game in its favor whenever it got the chance and the other party fighting to get it back. But according to Daley, that all changed after the Republicans were decimated in the 2008 election and the art of gerrymandering became a science.
If you watch the back on the live television of that night, it sounds like Republicans are mourning that they're going to be a minority party for a long time. But there were a handful of really smart Republican strategists who realized this doesn't have to be the case. 2010 is a census year, which means it's a redistricting year, and they set about a state-by-state strategy to flip state legislative chambers in such a way that when state and congressional districts were drawn the next year, they would have the only voices in the room, the only seats at the table. And they pull this off brilliantly.
Now, if modern gerrymandering is, in fact, a perversion of the framers' intent, it's an equal opportunity perversion. Right now, the Republicans control 30-some state legislatures and therefore a disproportionate percentage of legislative districts and their shapes. But when the Democrats had the majority of state houses, they did approximately the same thing to give themselves safe seats, did they not?
Gerrymandering over the years has certainly been a bipartisan game. Both sides have done it for a long, long time. However, the difference here really is the technology. What you have right now is a program called Maptitude. It is an extremely powerful program. It comes preloaded with all of the census data, with all of the demographics and ethnicity and economic data you could possibly imagine. Then you can add on to that all of the public record data sets, voting records. You can add on to it a cloud's worth of consumer preferences, of magazine subscriptions, of zip code data. This wasn't the case in 2000. It wasn't the case in 1990. It certainly wasn't the case in 1810. A partisan mapmaker right now has so much information in front of them that they can draw lines that are essentially unbeatable for a decade.
Looking at gerrymandered legislative districts, you know, can be kind of a parlor game or, I don't know, it's like finding constellations. Oh, look, there's Sagittarius. Oh, look, it's Capricorn. Oh, look, it's the Michigan 14th.
There's one in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania's 7th in the suburbs outside of Philadelphia. That is actually, it looks like Goofy kicking Donald Duck. I mean, it really, really does. And the only point that is essentially contiguous there is Goofy's foot and Donald Duck's rear end. And they are really funny. However, these district lines are the building blocks of democracy. And when they get as perverted and twisted as this, it leads to deeply undemocratic outcomes. In 2012, the Democrats got 1.4 million more votes than the Republicans and could not take control of the chamber. And when a gerrymander like this, for all intents and purposes, puts a chamber ostensibly intended to mirror popular opinion and the public will beyond control of the voters, that damages the levers of representative government. That is how elections are rigged. And that is the kind of rigged we ought to be talking about, not what Donald Trump is talking about.
I have to read a lot about electoral politics and have seen, you know, an endless amount of truth squatting and breathless reporting of various campaign outrages. And I've seen a lot of speculation about the fate of the Senate and the House. And yet I have read vanishingly little about legislative districts and how they're drawn and how they influence the House of Representatives and how over a period of 20 years the GOP has stuck to its knitting and created these impregnable districts. Leading to the question, have we as an institution, the media, done our job explaining the civics of this to the American public?
No, we in the media have done a horrible job of explaining this. We still believe that gerrymandering is something that both sides do. We believe it is politics as usual. The game changed in 2010. Karl Rove went on the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal in March of 2010, and he explained exactly what the Republican strategy was going to be. And yet, the New York Times can write story after story about will the Democrats take back the House and not even mention the words redistricting or gerrymandering. Because of the way congressional districts are drawn, Republicans have a powerful structural advantage, is the actual quote that the Times tends to use. And that, to me, is journalistic jujitsu. It's a sentence that's at once accurate, and yet it completely conceals the truth. When we do not talk about how this got that way, we are not telling people the actual honest story, which I think is a frankly journalistic malpractice. You don't have to take sides. You don't have to have your thumb on the scale. But you can't pretend that the lines don't matter. And who drew the lines matter.
Dave, many thanks.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it.
David Daley is author of the book Ratfucked, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. This has been an OTM Podcast Extra. And you should know that if you enjoy us as a podcast, wait until you get a look at our newsletter. It comes out Thursday mornings, and it's a digest of what our producers have been reading and thinking about. And it's actually a surprisingly strange and delightful document. Subscribe to it at onthemedia.org/newsletter, and you will be glad that you did.